Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Well, it's time to start planning our annual recovery boiler outage again.
Yes, it is. Budgets are tighter than ever, even though business is good. And speaking of good business, sales is pressuring us to have as short an outage as possible. They need the production.
Well, getting in a hurry costs money and can lead to safety problems.
I know. And you know we are always under pressure for our safety record, too. It seems like corporate has nothing better to do than to keep pushing us on every front.
I think I have a solution to all of these problems.
What's that?
RMR Mechanical. They've done a great work for us in the past and have a great safety record, too. They almost always beat the schedule.
Sounds like this meeting is over.
RMR Mechanical. The only name you need to know for an economical, quick, and safe boiler outage. Phone 770-205-9646 or visit us on the web at rmrmechanical.com. The following column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan reading it for Jim. This is the fourth week of Corruption Month at Paparitalo Publications, and here's Jim's disclaimer about this column. Any resemblances here to real people, places, institutions, or events are purely coincidental. This is a work of fiction. And this is Chapter 19 of Pulp Rats, an Unpleasant Story. The Great Mother called us together. Differently from other years, our gathering this year had quite a gap in the middle. The cadre had thought it good for us rats to spend some time in recreation. That worked out, for it gave us a chance to talk informally about stories such as the one I related in Chapter 18. Great Mother spoke. We are called to order. Hope you enjoyed the mid-conference hiatus. Time to get back to work. What do we have to talk about today? Uth spoke up. I have a case to tell. Well, let's hear it then. There once was a big thing well known in the industry, whom everyone saw as a pillar of the community. Except he wasn't. Great Mother said, yes, go on. The big thing committed a crime against one of his own family members. What was it? That doesn't really matter at this time. What he did next is more important. Everyone leaned forward. Uth's story sounded interesting. The big thing managed to cover up the crime. Don't get me wrong, he was prosecuted and convicted. He just managed to keep it all hushed up, so to speak. Except that was not the end of it, for one of his family members told a close friend about it. Great Mother said, we're waiting for the punchline. Well, this close friend happened to be the child of an employee over whom the first big thing had hiring and firing authority. The first big thing did not know if the child had told the second big thing about the matter. So what did the first big thing do? He couldn't fire the second big thing outright. He did not have a good reason to do that. So he reassigned him and ultimately pushed him out of the company. What did the second big thing do about that? He was a gentleman, and he let it go. It was near the end of his career, so he found some related consulting he could do for a few years, and then he retired. He passed away a few years ago. Great Mother said, the second big thing sounds like a real gentleman. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson and is copyright 2018, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA, all rights reserved.